Hey, Dog Pound, welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. The Browns fall to 7-8 on the season after a tough 17-13 loss in Charlotte against the Carolina Panthers in the Dog Bowl with Matt Wilhelm and Joe Juravicious here to break that game down for you. And we'll start on the offensive side of things. We only got to see Johnny Manziel for a half before he had to leave with a hamstring injury. What did you see from him?
Well, Johnny made a few plays, but again, he wasn't in long enough to really judge him. Obviously, the injury set him back, and again, whether he plays against Baltimore remains to be seen, but I think the moral of the story is offensively, nobody, it's hard to show up. It's hard to put points on the board when nobody's doing anything. And it's really hard for this team to move forward when you can't score touchdowns, even though we finally did get in the end zone on a big play. It's really starting to become so stagnant right now that it's even boring to watch.
It's tough to watch the offense. You're right. And that's why for the second straight week, the opponent possessed the ball for at least 38 minutes and ran for more than 200 yards against this defense that seems worn out, beaten up, can't get off the field. Matt, what did you see?
You're absolutely right. I think, you know, injuries have taken their toll. You know, we've got backup guys playing a significant amount in this game. I think we saw Carlos Dansby come back and inject life, but in some cases, one man can't do it all. And I think what we saw yesterday was what we thought we see out of Johnny Manziel, a quarterback with a strong arm that can deliver the football, but then also, too, when need be, pull the ball down strategically and get those yards and move those chains, which Carolina did yesterday.
Carolina certainly was able to do that offensively. Isaiah Crowell, when he was able to get to the line of scrimmage, actually ran the ball pretty well, but too often it seemed like the offensive line either broke down in pass protection or run block.
He seemed to be getting tackled at the line of scrimmage and a couple times behind. Obviously had the big run there, 26-yard run, but the thing that's really hard about it right now is you need big runs to be broken off at some point in the game. You know, I go to the Seattle game that played last night and watch beast mode go off. Like Matt said, injecting life into an offense, it's huge to be able to break off runs like that. It's frustrating when you sometimes get stopped at the line of scrimmage and those 3- and 5-yard runs, there's too many of them. We need some big runs, and we need them consistently, at least one a quarter.
Yeah, you want to see the Browns be able to kind of get some of those chunk plays, get the ball down the field via the pass or the run. Now, defensively, there were some bright spots up. Pierre Desir did very well in his first start going against Kelvin Benjamin. Scott Solomon off the practice squad was very impressive.
Yes,
what did you see from that guy?
You saw life. Again, and Joe said it before we jumped on air, some fresh legs like we saw out of Carlos Dansby. You know, a guy who's hungry, as we talked all week on air about, you know, being evaluated on playing like a Brown. And, I mean, he jumped off the screen with the life, with his legs, the physicality. And I think he was playing him his way onto this football team next year on re-signing a contract. And I think that that should threaten some of the other guys who may have gotten comfortable. But also, too, I think it's injuries. Injuries have plagued us all year. We've got Mingo playing with one shoulder. We've got Sheard playing with one foot. And it's tough to play a quarterback like Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers, who are fighting for their playoff lives and are still very alive.
Still, so the silver lining, you do get some young guys who haven't contributed all year, really stepping up, playing well down the stretch in Desir and Solomon. That was good to see. Carlos Dansby also returned and led the team with 12 tackles, looking pretty good there. Where does this offense go from here, Joe?
Well, I think we've got to figure out the quarterback situation, because without a quarterback, we can't move forward. And I think we have another controversy at our hands. You know, Johnny, if he plays this week, remains to be seen. Brian, we know what we have in Brian. So the front office and the coaching staff are going to have to make some decisions on what's going to be done going into next season. But if we don't have the guy at the helm to control that ship, I think it's going to be really, really long year next year if we don't get it corrected. We've got talent with Johnny. Brian, we know, has done some good things, but scoring points is the moral of the story, and we just haven't been able to do it.
No, the only touchdown in this one, the 81-yarder to Jordan Cameron, the Browns' longest play of the season. Now, Garrett Hartley looked pretty good kicking the ball, made both of his field goal attempts. Defensively, this team, again, continues to play well against the pass, but defensively, the run defense, more injuries on that D-line. What can they try to do going forward?
It's tough. And again, Baltimore is going to do everything they can. Joe Flacco didn't play his best football game this past Sunday. So they're going to rely on that run game. They're going to rely on playing physical versus the Cleveland Browns, because that has been our detriment the multiple times that we've lost this season. And I really just feel that our defensive line, we have to be assignment sound. And I think if we dummy down, essentially, because now we're playing for nothing, if we dummy things down and everybody takes accountability and wins their one-on-one battle, we can beat the Baltimore Ravens and ruin their playoff hopes.
Which certainly would be nice. The Browns have lost 4 in a row, find themselves at 7-8 now after that 17-13 loss in Carolina. For Joe Juravicious and Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for tuning in to Cleveland Browns Today.